Welcome into the Jaguars post-game report. I'm Jeff Loggeman, Tony Boselli, John Osher. Not the result that we expected, a 28-2 loss home opener against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, listen, I think we all knew it was going to be a tough game. I mean, with all the youth and the rookies and new faces coming in and the issues we had at tight end and wide receiver, it was going to be a tough game. But I did not see this coming like this. I thought we'd play better up front. I thought we'd be able to move the ball a little bit. And I thought we'd get into the second half and have a chance to be in a close ball game, make something happen. So I'm shocked by the result, frankly.
John, the offensive struggles were almost record-setting for this team. Blaine Gabbert sacked six times in the game, ends up leaving the game with a cut on his hand. It didn't start well, and it didn't end well.
Well, and that's the concerning thing. First, you had the blocked punt, and you had some momentum, right? And then all of a sudden, that's gone. And I think that's really a concerning thing is that the offensive line didn't perform. I think we thought that maybe the skill positions would have trouble, that the line would give Blaine Gabbert enough time to function. Didn't happen.
Well, and Brian Anger had a record day, 11 punts, which is a franchise record. That's never a good thing. Jamal Charles certainly is the back that we thought he was. He is a supreme talent.
Oh, he's very good. And I want to go back to something John said I think is critical in a game like this. When you have so many young guys, the units that you're counting on have to perform. And you look at the offensive line, that's something you'd hope would be able to perform and you could count on and carry some of the weight in the running game with Maurice Jones-Drew. Same, and then defensively, I think we did get that because were they great? No. But they were put in some very tough situations. You talked about the Brian Anger punts, but they hung in there and they played well enough to give an offense that was productive a chance to be in this ballgame.
Well, to your point, Tony, two first-half scoring drives for the Chiefs, 24 and 21 yards. I mean, you can't ask a defense to hold a team out of the end zone in that situation.
John, give us an update on Blaine Gabbert and then also a thought on how this team bounces back.
I'm not sure how you bounce back, but with Blaine Gabbert, it sounds like he had a couple of stitches on his hand. It didn't sound too serious. Probably have another Gabbert watch this week, but I suspect he'll play.
And it's not going to get easy because it's a two-game road trip to the West Coast.
Yeah, and you know what's next is you got to come watch the film. Win or lose, you got to put it behind it. It's one of 16 games, and I think Gus's mantra is what you have to live by right now. We have to get better. It's a process. Let's move forward. Come Wednesday, it's all about the Oakland Raiders, and then you're gone for 2 weeks, like you said, and then Seattle after that.
Well, guys, that'll do it from Everbank, and we'll talk to you from the West Coast next.